Sorry, I didn't text you back. I was looking at TikTok for 2 hours and checking Instagram spontaneously in between hours of scrolling on TikTok, and I actually did see your message come in, but I didn't want to open it or respond. Sorry.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Ty X Worldwide. Now check this out. If a woman wait hours to text you back, cut her off. Do not play them type of games. Because if a woman really likes you, she's not going to wait no hours to text you back. And don't buy any of her excuses talking about some, I was busy, I was doing this. No, this is why I played the TikTok video. They just scroll through social media all day trying to see what's going on. So if she wait hours to text you back, you're just not a priority. That's what it is. You're not her priority because their phone is in their hand all the time. That phone is their lifeline. It's always on them. So if she's not texting you back and she's waiting hours to text you, you're just not her dude. Because trust me, if it was NBA YoungBoy, Drake, Lil Durk, Michael B. Jordan, any one of them guys text her phone, she will text back immediately. I already told you guys, I don't deal with women who has low interest in me or medium interest. Once she showed me that she has low interest in me or medium interest, I cut her off. I'm not dealing with you. We got nothing to talk about. There's nothing to discuss. I value my time. I ain't got time to be putting up with no chick who's going to be waiting hours to text me back. No, that's pure games. And here's the thing. When a woman do this to you, you do not double text her. Never text her again and say, oh, what are you doing? Why are you not texting me back? What you got going on? Did you see my message? Do not do that. That is the wrong move. A lot of times women text you like that. They just see, okay, let me see if he's an emotional guy. Let me see if he's going to act erratic. Let me see what type of dude I'm dealing with. So I'ma not text him back and see what he gonna do. If she don't text you back, then you don't text her back. And a lot of times, women will wait hours to text you back when you ask them to hang out. It's like as soon as you say, hey, let's link up, now all of a sudden they wanna take 4 or 5 hours to text you back. And when she do finally text you back, she'll say something like, oh, I can't, I'm busy, I have a busy schedule, I got a lot going on, so I can't. That's all bull crap. She just don't like you, bro. Guys, I keep telling you, you wanna weed women out fast. Weed them out as fast as possible. You don't want to waste no time. I told you, I get straight to business. I want to see if this chick really likes me. We ain't got time to figure things out, to see what's going on. I ain't with all of that. I get straight to business. I told you, I'm a very straightforward type dude. I don't play games. I don't do none of that stuff. Let's get to business. I want to know straight off rip if you like me. My time is valuable. You're not about to waste my time. So if you ain't rocking with me, bye. That's it. That's how you got to be with these women. So if she's waiting hours to text you back, she don't like you. Move on. There's too many women out here for you to be waiting for her to text you back and playing all these goofy games. This is why I tell you, you need to be busy. You need to be doing things. Stop putting all your time and energy into one woman, because once you do that, she's going to run so much game on you.
If your man's brother tried to, would you tell your man?
Depends if the brother was hot.
What if the brother was hotter than your man?
I'd probably do it.
I mean,
you would
him?
Yeah, I definitely have like a guilty conscience, so I'm sure I'd feel bad about it afterwards. But if I found the brother more attractive, then
what if you and your man were together for like 2 years? Would you still do it?
I don't know. I mean, I would probably at least want to, but if I feel like I want to and I shouldn't, then I would just leave the relationship. It's not worth it.
Or you'd like go home and do it later.
Yeah.
So I think one of the biggest myths that women are told while dating or while looking for somebody to spend their life with is just find the good guy. You'll be safe with the good guy. But there's no such thing as the good guy. A lot of these good guys are men who have not been placed in situations and places in which their character or integrity has had to be tested. So you don't know if he's a good guy or not because he's never been placed in those situations. Tested, he's a liability because you don't know what he's going to do. He's liable to do anything. So no, he is not a good guy because his character has not been tested. His integrity has not been tested. We are not sure what he's going to do. Why they say power and money reveals a person, because somebody who's broke saying that, oh, I wouldn't do this because they haven't had the opportunity to do certain things, it doesn't hit the same as somebody who actually has the money to do those things and opts not to do those things.
Yo, she is all cap and I'm explaining. You see, women like this will find any reason to deal with a toxic type of dude. Women will tell you they want a good man, but that's not what they really want. They just say that because it sounds good, because they'll get a good man and find any reason to get rid of him. But they'll turn around and get with a toxic type of dude and find all the good in him. And this goes back to what I said about women. When a woman don't like you, they'll find one reason to get rid of you. But when they really like you, they'll find 100 reasons for them to stay. To all you men out there, I need you to understand something. Never live up to a woman's standard, because a lot of these women will have all these standards and expectations of you, but they really don't like you, and they'll find any reason just to discredit you. This is why you do what's best for you and you only, and if she don't like it, she can bounce. Stop breaking your back for these women, because a lot of these women don't even have your best interest and try to find fault in what you're doing. Guys, you are not perfect. You never will be, but don't let no woman try to put you to a perfect standard. If she don't like you for who you are and for the type of man that you are, just get rid of her, man. Stop trying to live up to these women's standards.
Yeah, I'll make dinner.
I know how to cook. I've been cooking since I was 10 years old. I actually took a cooking class.
Okay. I can do this. How do you turn this thing on? Oh, I need a lighter.
Lighter? Something?
Yes. No?
Okay.
They don't have directions on this thing.
Okay, so I couldn't find the directions, but like, here you go.
All right, dating update. I went on a date with a guy and it was like an accidental swipe right. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, but I was like, you know what? He's very nice. Couldn't really tell what he looked like in his pictures because the angles were weird, but he was Asian. I've never been out with an Asian guy before. And it went really well. I didn't have to plan anything. I felt very comfortable. I felt very taken care of. He was very respectful to to the staff everywhere we went. He had like everything planned out. I didn't have to worry about a thing. It was really nice. Kind of quiet, and I'm not, but I was probably more quiet. He said I was chill, and no one has described me like that in my entire life. But the physical part, I'm just not sure. But he was so nice. I was taller than him in my high heels, so that was tough. I don't know. What?
I want you. Guys, listen up. You can't negotiate attraction with women. It's either she likes you or she don't. No matter how many dates you take her on, no matter how nice you think you are, she's not going to want you. She's going to always go for the guy that she really want to be with. If she's not hot and ready like a Little Caesars pizza, then you don't deal with her. You only want to deal with women that's ready to get it on and get it popping. And here's the thing. When a woman don't like you, she'll keep you around getting benefits from you. But when that guy that she really likes come through, she'll leave you quick. And all the things you did for her won't even matter. This is why I tell you guys, stop trying to be nice and all this type of stuff. No, be direct. Get straight to the point. And if she's not trying to make things pop off, get rid of her. Bottom line, guys, you only want to deal with women who has high interest in you. So if she playing any type of games with you, cut her off. Point blank, period. All right? It's your boy, Ty X Worldwide, man. I hope you got the message in this video. Just like all my videos, there's a message in there. Y'all already know what to do, man. Like, comment, subscribe. Get with y'all another time.